News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 7:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It is Election Day.
And you are amped. Is everybody amped?
Nope, it's because your headset was turned up by somebody. It was really turned up by somebody. I mean, I'm surprised that you're still sitting on the stool there.
Hey, good blast
morning,
off.
Good morning, everybody. Bad Bob, good morning. And you've got a busy day today.
Yes, indeed, I do. I do, in fact.
You're going to be going out
to Whiskey Town and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Well, the Coast Guard Auxiliary is working with the U.S. Coast Guard on a training mission.
Okay.
Helicopter be out there and be kind of fun to go
on Election Day.
Yeah. Well, they don't care.
Should be interesting to see what happens with, we're all going to be on, with bated breath through the day, through the evening to see, how many people showed up at the polls.
And I
just drove through and I got some coffee. I know this is a little off track, but it really has something to do with voting. And I said to the guy, did you vote? Oh, yeah. You're going to vote? Oh, yeah. I said, you know, a couple years back when we had our little stickers on and I was so excited, we decided we were going to have a celebratory lunch. You know, wow, we voted. And it felt so good. And then our server, and I probably have told you, sorry if you've heard the story before. But I think as I get older, I get a little bit irate when I think that people don't vote. Especially with what's going on in our country, in our city, in our community. So, you know, I think as part of your responsibility to be an American and breathe the air in America and take part in this great country of ours to vote. So we were being served and we asked this young, very attractive server, must have been 20 something. I don't vote. I've never voted. I was very hard for me.
Tip dropped dramatically.
No, I really almost got out and I almost walked out. It was hard. I was angry inside that I couldn't sit there and enjoy my meal. And I thought, okay, well then we talked a little bit more and I said, why not? Well, I just don't feel like it makes a difference anyway. Well, what about like the taxes that you pay out of your paycheck? Don't you think that goes to something that maybe you have a say in? So anyway. That's why it's important to vote, folks.
It was downhill from there.
Don't let your kids be. Make sure you teach your children how important it is to vote.
Well, you know, we've got some statistics on this right now. They're saying that this could be the lowest California turnout in history. They're looking at like 47% for the voter turnout. Now, when you think about it, they've done another poll. And four out of every 10 likely voters in California did not know that Democratic Governor Jerry Brown was up for reelection today. And 20% had only heard of, 42% didn't know Brown was running, but only about 20% can name Kashkari as his opponent. Less than 30% of the Republicans even knew that he was Brown's rival. So, you know, if you remember back in the midterms or in the when we ran up in the primaries, 20% of Shasta County voted, 19% of California voted. So think about that. And then of those that voted, this guy named Yee, right? Leland Yee was the one that's been
the gun running convict.
He's not a convict yet, but he's the gun runner that was been arrested by the FBI for trafficking in arms and shoulder fired weapons mass destruction. Received 2,000 votes in Shasta County and 323,000 votes in the state of California. Could have made the runoff because his name was still on the ballot. with a D beside it. There. So, I mean, does that scare you? So, if that doesn't get you off your little butt this morning and get out to vote, because you're probably registered already, and so go on out. You know what? But, you know, I don't know. Maybe if you just go out and, oh, I'm going to vote, but I don't know anything about what should I vote for? What should I vote for? Well, we're here to help you with that today. Yeah, we're here to help you with that. But let's start with the weather first. We haven't done the weather.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be partly sunny today with our temperatures around 69, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 53. Wednesday, mostly sunny at 77. One of those warm midweek days with partly cloudy night. And then Thursday, again, we have sunny. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
365-3793 is the phone number there. Locally owned, family operated, veterans and seniors get discounts there. Okay. Today is an important day. And if you haven't voted already, and you should get out there and vote. Now, the other day, and I was just, yeah, turn me up a little bit here. Bob, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. You backed off from the microphone. So you
No, I'm just sitting with my nose against it here, practically. All right. Where should we go today to vote? You know you've got your polling places, or you've already dropped in. It's too late to mail it in, so just drop it off at a ballot place. But measures and propositions. Proposition, I'll make this easy for you. 45, 46, and 47, no. No. Well, you want me to explain why? No? No. If you don't know by now, just take my word for it. No on those. But that'll raise your medical rates. It's going to turn felons loose from prisons. Even the ACLU guy that was arguing with me about it last Friday on the show couldn't, you know what his argument was? Well, this one doesn't work. You know, what we're doing now doesn't work. It's a little girl's argument. You know, you give me reasons why. Now say, well, the other one doesn't work. Give me reasons why you think this one's going to work. And he couldn't do it. All right. And then, of course, then raising the insurance rates or giving the insurance under the auspices of one person for 45. That's 45. Why would you do this? Oh, it can control part of the, the cost of insurance. No. What it does is it puts your health care under one person.
The doctors came in and
they're begging people not to do that. And then, of course, on 46 is to raise the amount of the malpractice and all that.
Well, do you really think that we should tell our listeners how they should vote? Should do that on the air?
If they have a question, well, the Record Searchlight says it's okay, and any other pundit says this is it.
But that's the Record Searchlight. Here on KCNR, we have intelligent listeners. They're trying to form their opinions themselves. So do you really think I'm going to vote? You know, don't you think you should keep that open, that it's a personal thing of how you want to vote? And that's why there's booths.
Well, you know what? You're right.
It's personal.
You're right.
We could talk about it afterwards.
For me to say you should vote this way is, okay, I've studied the issues, we've interviewed the people, we've talked to everybody. This is how I would vote. And if you've got a question about it, and then please call in and we can discuss that. Or I was going to advertise that if you just, you know, weeks ago, if you just didn't want to follow any of that and you still wanted to vote, just bring your absentee ballots down here, or your mail-in ballots, and I'd be glad to fill them out for you. Yeah. I'd just help you. That way you didn't even have to read that stuff. Our guest is sitting, her mouth is as wide open. She goes, he can't be meaning this. He doesn't mean this.
It's very tongue-in-cheek.
It's tongue-in-cheek. However, let's be really, I want to emphasize today, seriously, you know, we here at KCNR as a body are not trying to persuade you one way or another. This is what we're trying to do, is get you to think, which we know our listeners think. They read. And I can bet you that every person that listens to this station will, if not already have, voted. And so it's really not our place to tell you how to do that.
Well, yeah. You know, our way is to, if they're not clear on an issue, then I think that we need to advise. You know, when you get inside the booth, it's all quiet and it's secret.
It is.
It's kind of
very
like, it's
intimate.
Kind of like, it's kind of like being in, you know, being in a restroom, you know, in your own home. You kind of sit in there and you kind of think.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to be peering over peering over my shoulder? I do my duty.
We're just saying is that I think that this is.
You missed it.
Are you equating voting to going to the
bathroom? I'm just telling you. Let's go to the phones. I know we got a lot of stuff, but what do you think?
Well, we've got
a. Do we have to take a break right now? Can we just move
away? Let's just go to David.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Let's go to David. David, good morning.
Hey, morning. You know, I haven't voted yet, although I do expect to get down there. I have to do a little medical stuff first, but on my way. And I'm a Green Party member, so people are interested in Green Party endorsements. GP.org is very simple. GP.org. And it's interesting. One of the ones that I thought I was going to vote for the water bond issue. That's Proposition 1.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it was put together by environmentalists and, oh, we're going to have, take care of the drought problems and this and that. No, this is put together by the same water pirates that have been looting California for 100 years.
Hello.
And so voting no on one, you know, this is one where they're going to suck all that water down to L.A. again.
This is what, isn't this the one that will also build those tunnels?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That helps bring.
I'm not sure if they're actually putting the tunnels in on this one. This was attempted back in 2010, and the economy was so bad they took it off, and that was the tunnel one. And so they're saying that this is a scaled-down version of that one.
Okay.
But either way, Prop 1, you know, if you don't want water leaving Northern California, vote no on 1.
Well, you know what, David, I appreciate your phone call because
yes.
We really haven't gotten into that. I've seen some things, and but it's good to have somebody calling that's looked at it. And hearing your opinion.
Sure, sure. The other one, too, and I'll get into disagreement with you, Prop 45, the Greens are endorsing it, and it's, you know, what's being called Obamacare is, you know, it's a sloppy version of something the Heritage Foundation came up with, you know, 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
This is the idea that they've put profit into health care is a violation of Hippocrates. You know, the old Hippocratic Oath is the most famous doctor in the world was Hippocrates of 2,400 years ago. And his first oath was, you know, that every doctor had to swear to the Hippocratic Oath that they treated people first and dealt with money later. And the idea that now the modern medical care system is set up so that they have these bureaucrats in the way of the patient and the doctor that say, no, we're not going to see you unless you can prove you can pay. And so it's killing America.
Well, who's going to pay for it, David? Well, shouldn't doctors be paid?
That's not the issue.
Well, epidemics,
it is. Epidemics are expensive. You know, if you have somebody with the sniffles, if you've got somebody with Ebola, you treat it first and you deal with money later. You get penny-wise, pound-foolish people, skinflints that say we can make an industry out of health care. When Edgar Allan Poe, 100 years ago, wrote The Mask of the Red Death on this very same issue, where the king was so stingy that he didn't treat the people down in the village. He locked the doors of the castle, and then he had a big party, thinking that he could escape an epidemic and let his own townspeople die. And the idea that Ebola... I was sitting in a restaurant the other day, and I heard these people laughing about how much money they were going to make from Ebola, like $1,000 a dose or $10,000 a dose. Keeping people scared, you know, keeping people...
I see what you're saying.
Deal with epidemics.
Hey, David, I understand. And this is another day that I'd love to have you call back in when we have some time for this, but I've got guests lined up and other people on the line. But I disagree with part of what you're saying. I think that there should be our system in the United States should be able to treat people. But I also believe that if you're doing it, that you should be able to make a living out of it. So,
yeah, but you don't. No, David, an honest doctor is not a money grubber.
Well,
an honest doctor
still has to make a living, and the ones who've been on to me all seem like they're honest and they're not getting paid. And
the medical schools for the last 30, 40 years have been turning out money grubbers, and they've been Well, chasing away the honest doctors.
Well, I don't agree with that.
That's
I know a lot
true.
Of honest doctors.
But anyway,
thanks for your call, though, David. Thanks for listening. This is a good. We want him to come back on at some point.
We have friends that have gone through medical school.
But we need to take a break right now and get to our next guest, Rob. Hang on, and we'll get back right after this message.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in your service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:23 in the morning, and we're way behind in our scheduling. So we're going to go right to the phones. Rob.
He's gone.
Okay, Rob's gone.
Okay good. Let's comment on that last caller.
You know, first of all, David started out by talking about something that is, and he's a Green Party, that, hey, this is why I think something. And then when he got into the... about the insurance, and then all of a sudden it denigrates down to
name calling
doctors money grubbers. David, I mean, that frankly is unacceptable. I mean, I have doctors in our family. We have a lot, you know, we know a lot of doctors, and you know, the fact is that to call them money grubbers is to totally discount what they do for their patients and how they feel about their patients. You know, and frankly, you may disagree with the insurance thing, but then to go into the attack
name
on the doctors,
calling is
name
disgusting.
Calling. And
don't ever call back here and name call. Let's go to the phones. Rob, you have a comment.
Yeah, the biggest misconception with these Green Party types and all these people that are trying to push the single payer healthcare system is the fact that people get seen by their doctors or by an emergency room doctor before they make payments. They do not kick people out of the emergency room.
They never have.
The people do have to pay the bill eventually at some point. If they can't pay, guess what? The hospital eats it. That's the way it's been before Obamacare. The only difference is now that the government is trying to run it completely.
You know, and you're right. You know, everybody that has this, and frankly, I don't know of any doctors that are sitting around here in Reading that are making, oh, I can't wait to make $1,000 on this shot for Ebola. I mean, where did he hear that, I wonder? Anyway, you're right.
Let me start on the Ebola thing.
Yeah, you know.
But everybody get out there and vote. If I get to speak my opinion, I'm voting for Quinn and Jones.
Okay, thanks. Well, this is an opinion show. You know, people can call in and say that. All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Okay, you know what? This is, you know, we're gonna start talking to you, but then hold you over to the other side because you kind of got your time stepped on here because we were in a discussion.
Well, it's election day, so even though we're going to be covering some nice things, and you know, we're already getting stuff in the chat pack about, I don't know, there's something about being close to a polling area that you're not supposed to have any kind of campaigning. You know, I guess if you've got your car radio on and you're listening to, you know, right here we run both sides. We you know, yes and no. So I guess, I don't know. How would you answer that in the chat pack?
I don't know. We're going to have to take a look at that real quick.
Harvest of Hope event, November 8th.
Hi, guys.
No, seriously.
Hello.
No, it's just a segue. There's no segue. It's just you're here. Let's talk about it. We're excited to be part of it. It's one of the biggest events, and you've got an MBA guy that's here. So tell us about the event.
All right. Harvest of Hope is the annual big fundraising event for the Good News Rescue Mission, and it allows us to provide that support needed in our community, and it's really an powerful, powerful event. Our keynote speaker is Bill Reaser, and he had a 44-inch vertical leap in his youth and was destined for the MBA, and he chose some bad choices in his life and fell all the way down. And it's his journey of how he climbed back up and picked himself up by his own bootstraps. And it is pretty relevant today because we do have a lot of homelessness in the community, and people are crying out, what is the solution? What are we going to do? And the Good News Rescue Mission has been a solution for 50 years. And the Good News Rescue Mission is more than just providing that food, providing that shelter, but we have restorative services that break that cycle of homelessness. I mean, last year alone, over 100 people, we got them into permanent housing. Those are 100 people less than what you would have had on our streets. And so, and 200 people got jobs, and they're in that process of getting into permanent housing. We couldn't do this without this event. And plus, we have the best MCs in town who are going to be at this event.
Well, thank you for asking us, but we really, I believe in this. We support the mission, and you know, I remember, maybe it was last year you were on, and we were talking about the, and by the way, introduce yourself.
I'm Sherry, by the way. I'm Director of Community Relations for the Good News Rescue Mission.
And it's always good to see your face, Sherry. But you guys were here last year, and I remember you saying, you know, don't give the guy on the street the $5 because that's going to probably go back to feed the habit. Put the money in towards where you know the programs are going to definitely do the outreach. And I think about that if you have already, like, seen these people in the mission and you see them back on the corner, how do you deal with, once they've been on the mission to get the services and then they go back out on the corner? How do you, I guess the question, I double asked it, but how do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, the mission is a hand-up program. I mean, our primary goal is to break that cycle of homelessness and get them back into permanent housing. We do recognize that there's an immediate need for food and shelter. We have policies in place. If we've just fed somebody, sheltered somebody, and we find them panhandling, that we will remove them from our services or have that discussion with them because we believe strongly if your dollars are going to help provide that service that they – and they, we've met those needs. There's no reason why they should be out there panhandling. And so we do keep an eye on that, the best of our ability. And we have a good neighbor policy where we work with our businesses and neighborhood watch groups as well and keep them informed about what's going on. But every single one of these services we couldn't do without the support of the community. We're not government funded. We're 100% funded through events such as the Harvest of Hope and donations. And the Good News Rescue Mission alone, if the city, if the county, if the public, if other organizations tried to take on what we do, it would be astronomical. We save the taxpayer millions of dollars by providing the services that we provide at the Good News Rescue Mission. And it's astounding. But again, if you join us, come to this event, you'll see the solution. You'll hear from people who were on the street and how their lives were transformed. And it's powerful. The event is booked out every single year. In fact, we only have two tables left. And we do have a couple of open seats of individuals who bought a table but can't fill it all the way. And so you can get on our list to get one of those seats.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we have more. We're going to talk about something positive here with the Good News Rescue Mission, how you can help if you want to be involved. We're going to be there November 8th. And let's talk more about this. The keynote speaker, it's a really big deal. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where all of your needs are met for coffee beans, going to get a pumpkin latte, and they have been great supporters of KCNR since day one. So Shelley and Joe, shout out to you, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. Reading needs a strategic plan to fight crime. We need new ideas, positive energy, and a fresh perspective at City Hall. Vote for me, Brent Weaver, on November 4th.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I've spent the last year walking through neighborhoods and learning about the issues Reading residents care most about. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhood safe and strong.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
It's election day.
Poetry in motion.
And I'm looking forward to getting my sticker. Carl and I, you know, I don't know what it is. I think there's something physical about it. It's almost, it's like, I like to still pay my bill. I don't want to pay my bills online. I know people think, God, are you archaic? I don't know. I just kind of sometimes want to go in person to do it, or I want to, I know that there's this paper, you shouldn't do that, but it's kind of like going into the, I don't want to do it through my house or through the mail. I want to go in person. I want to, we don't punch anymore, but, you know, do we punch? No, we draw lines. We draw a dot
we
to dot,
no
a
hang,
line to
we
the
want
dot.
No hanging Chad here. Hey, we're back here with Sherry. What's, you probably already said that, didn't you?
No, I was just telling him it's election day.
You know, Sherry is, you know, you always have a big smile on your face
yeah.
coming in here and things you're doing. Harvest of Hope.
Yes.
This Saturday. We're thank you for the
is
honor.
Is that this Saturday?
Yeah.
I just am freaking out because it's just time's going by. It's so.
We're emceeing this Saturday.
I know. It's just, yeah, it is. It is November 8th is this Saturday.
Time flies.
Time flies. Okay, now tell us about your keynote speaker.
Well, the keynote is Bill Reeser, and he just had an amazing vertical leap. He was destined for the MBA, and people would say, and they say this even about, you know, many people that are homeless, how could you have had it all together? How could you have had it all together and then just throw it all away? And that's exactly what he did. He had everything, and he threw it away in drugs and alcohol abuse.
The fear of success, there was some little voice, and maybe at that time didn't have the right mentoring to be able to get him, pull him through.
Right, right. But come to the event, and you'll hear directly from him what happened in his life to turn that switch. Because most of us know somebody out there that is struggling with drug and alcohol abuse. And the mission, you know, deals with that. We have one of the best recovery programs in the nation. Well, Bill, you know, lost that contract. I mean, somebody with all this potential and talent lost it all. And it's about his rise back up. Many people are familiar with Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life. He's, you know, internationally acclaimed speaker, best-selling author.
He's a pastor out of L.A., isn't he?
He is. And he's also the founder of Celebrate Recovery, which is a national movement to help people overcome addictions in their life. And Bill has worked with him on that and currently oversees a sizable recovery program ministry outreach. And so he's coming. He speaks all over the place. He's a motivational speaker. He's one that can really open eyes as it relates to that drug and alcohol addiction that is really frustrates a lot of people. And so very powerful. But that event, while Bill is a phenomenal speaker, it's also hearing those testimonies from those other people. We have great musicians that perform. We have a professional dance troupe that will also have a performance there during the dinner program. It's at the Civic Auditorium. This really is one of the best, biggest events in our city. It is the largest sit-down dinner at the Civic. I mean, we fill every single table, and there's only two left. And so you get to enjoy this powerful event. I am telling you, once you come, it transforms you. It's that good. It's that good. And at the same time, every dollar donated that night goes directly to work for this solution. Directly. And that's pretty great to have that happen. And that's only possible because we did have underwriters that helped us pay for this cost. So you're not paying for that chicken dinner. You're paying to make this solution even more powerful through the Good News Rescue Mission.
Fantastic. How do we get tickets? Those very few that are left.
Those tables, I would encourage you, call us today, 242-5920. That's 242-5920. You also can go online and book it directly, and that's at gnrm.org for the Good News Rescue Mission. And then, again, we have just a couple of seats available. We have two tables. We sell by the table, and the table seats eight. So, hey, you can bring your friends out, bring a couple of couples. As a business, buy it. Great opportunity to network as well and just be alongside other leaders in our city that are making the difference, that are being a part part of that solution. You can buy it that way as well.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Well, we'll be there, and we're looking forward to
it. Yeah, we are.
It's, you know, we've heard nothing but wonderful, wonderful.
It's one of the ways.
What is it? What I'm trying to say? Wonderful things besides the word things.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. You know,
memories of once in the past, and that this is really going to supersede anything that's been done here with this speaker and where you guys are going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've got a. I know that the new new money that's come in, or the donation that's come in, and to help expand and to do the right things. And the other thing too is this is. If people are really concerned about the homeless problem, you need to get into a program that is established and that helps people and has got a track record. Good News Rescue Mission.
Absolutely.
Is absolutely the one to put your efforts behind if you really want to help the homeless. The ones who want to be helped will be helped. The ones that don't want to be helped, that is a completely separate issue that's going to be handled in different ways, I believe. But the ones that need help can be helped and that want to get out of that situation can go to the Good News Rescue Mission. Your arms are open.
And the mission is very transparent. I will tell you that. We are a program that is geared towards breaking that cycle. And we are so transparent that anybody who has a concern about this and wants to have a tour, come behind the scenes. See the programs that we're doing that are making the difference. I've never once given a tour and not had somebody say, I didn't know that you did that. I didn't know that you did that. Most people think we just serve the food, that we just have the shelter. That is a very small portion of what we do. And so call us. Call us at the mission, and we'll set up a time where you can come and have that behind-the-scenes tour and ask those questions that you've been wanting to ask.
Well, thank you, Sherry Whitson, with the
Good News Rescue Mission
and Harvest
of Hope.
Harvest of Hope.
This Saturday, and what's the phone number again?
242-5920. That's 242-5920. Or go to our website.
You know what? You're smiling, and you had your, you know what? What I really liked was that her mouth was open and shocked with some of the things she was hearing today when people were calling in and on it.
This is really fun being behind the scenes with these two. I have to say it; they're wonderful.
We're in a high hover half the time here.
Did we shatter some illusions?
I hope you still like us.
Oh, I absolutely adore you guys. You're amazing.
Are we still invited?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission. It's going to be a great event this Saturday.
This is one of those events that I am really looking forward to being a part of. But I also know that there's going to be a lot of emotion. And that's good. It's really good. It's nice to see somebody who's been elevated. It's really a wonderful thing for the human spirit to also witness. People who have fallen from grace and have brought themselves back into the light. I know this where there's all kinds of however you want to hear that or feel it. The Good News Rescue Mission helps people to get back up on their feet. And like you said, over 200 jobs, over 100 homes from the programs that you have at Good News Rescue Mission. That's what we want to be part of is helping people find a solution, help people find faith to move forward and not just not just live in that place of dark. I can't, let me just keep getting stoned, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. He gives guarantees that nobody else does, from a small chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, veteran and a veteran-owned business at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with the latest on the Veterans Day ceremony out at IGO.
Candidate for Redding City Council and a fiscal conservative candidate. I'm a corporate controller and have had a local business for over 15 years, and I know budgets, financial reporting, and cost controls, and I do not believe in debt, especially when that debt is put on the backs of the citizens of Redding. The city of Reading needs to live within the means of the citizens of Reading, and the city needs to get out of the way of businesses and let them grow. And the city needs to charge fair electric rates and permit fees. I would appreciate your vote today. Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Quinn, Reading City Council, 2014.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells, crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Election Day. 7:47 out there, 50 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. I mean, what a great day to go out and vote today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John prides himself on his customer service and having everything you would want for shooting and shooting supplies at fair prices. It's an important thing. Lots of guns on sale there, and you can find I'm not going to say any kind, but almost any kind of ammunition right there at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call at 222-8222, and trust me, John votes, and he supports our veterans here in the North State. Hey, I'm here with Mike Coffey from Igo, our cemetery out there, our veteran cemetery out at Igo. And good morning.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me here. I'm here in the capacity of as a co-chair of the Veterans Day program at the cemetery this year. So we just want to try to get the word out to your listeners. Make sure they're reminded that they're invited. You know, you don't have to be a veteran to be there, but we'd like the community to come and support and honor these veterans.
Well, you know what? We've gone out to the ceremony every year since we've been here. And the ceremony out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is just beautiful. You're out there. And it's funny. You know, I've been – from the time Linda and I have been going there, when we first got out there, there were no grave sites, no headstones out and around the flag area, or very few. And then now it's just – I mean, they've grown so much in the last 6 years. I mean, I guess we should expect that, but
maybe you don't, you know, when you go out there and you think, oh, how beautiful this is, and but then it's just more and more. It's, you all have done such a wonderful job up there.
Yeah, it's to the point now when families come to visit the grave sites, it changes so quickly that they have a difficulty trying to recognize where their loved one, you know, is interred. Even though all the headstones are numbered, you know, they have a visual aspect that is constantly changing out there. You know, at the end of today, there will have been 4,692 interments at the cemetery since it opened on Veterans Day in 2005.
And that was right. You know, that was before I got back from Iraq. But anyway, so then, okay, now who's going to be speaking? You've got a great speaker out here. I mean, he's a Pearl Harbor vet.
Well, he's not only a Pearl Harbor vet, and we have some, you know, pretty esteemed members, you know, in our local community, gently, you know, fading away that generation. But this event, Lewis Contert joined the Navy in 1939 when he completed boot camp in San Diego. He was assigned to the battleship BB-39 USS Arizona.
Wow.
It was then in Long Beach. He was aboard ship standing watch when the ship was bombed and blown up by,
you know,
the Japanese.
That's the kind of man that, wow, you know, you stand, you know, you want to sit there and listen and say, you were standing watch, and what did you think? I mean, what ran across your mind when all of a sudden you see these waves of planes coming? Because, you know, and they were attacking other places before they were coming at the Arizona, and they were attacking everywhere. Imagine being on watch there, and you're saying to yourself, well, this can't be true. Nobody said, nobody told me to be looking for these planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I met him on an honor flight to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Two years ago, was surprised. He's one of only 9 or 10 Arizona survivors.
Right.
Probably the only one at 93 years of age who can still is fit enough
get around
to travel and speak.
And where does he live now?
He now lives in Grass Valley.
Mm.
So
he's not too far
away. So that's pretty neat. The other speaker is pretty esteemed in the local community. As you're aware, Bob Dunlap will be retiring at the
retiring end from the Shasta County Veterans Service.
But he's the keynote speaker this year. So it's quite an honor to have him,
you know,
be there too.
Dave Lanham and then Bob Dunlap have been since I've been here. And I don't know who the one was before Dave. But I understand he was good too. I mean, we've been blessed here in this county with the selection of our veteran service officers. And right now they've made the selection, or it's got to be close.
Well, I think they have. I'm not aware of that. But, you know, we've had two chief master sergeants of the Air Force, who've been, you know, after their service to their country, came back and continue to serve their community.
I know that there's command sergeant majors, you know, putting in for it, and others. I hope that, I hope that whoever's selected has the same work ethic and the love for veterans and to want to help veterans like our last have. And, you know, and after, well, I guess it's been 5 years now.
It has.
For Bob. And you know what? It's a tough job. It's absolutely a tough job they get into. I mean, it is never ending. You could work there 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, and you still wouldn't have, you know, be able to do it all.
Yeah, the type of work that we kind of do, his, I think, is a little bit more hectic. But
the people are still alive.
Yeah, and he I hope people realize, you know, not only are they helping all these veterans, but, you know, by helping them with their benefits, they actually contribute to this community. They bring, you know, money.
Millions
into
of dollars.
Plus,
they save lives,
and they
help veterans live a better life.
Yeah.
Let's go back back out to Igo, though, and because Mike, you work out there.
I do, yeah.
And what's your job out there?
I'm a cemetery representative. You know, in the state of California, I'm an analyst, but I do a lot more things out there. You know, but most people see me when I do the services and you know, coordinate the interments. No, that's my role.
So it's a special gift, I think. You've used words that are, you know, that have been appropriately chosen that aren't harsh. You know, I think that, you know, how do you make the fact of one's passing like a beautiful, you know, like a it's part of life. We're all going to not be here forever. So, you know, Carl, I know that, you know, we've both have been around the world, and we really, I know Carl said this is where we want to, he wants to be at rest there, and I want to be alongside him at rest there. So what, you know, I know this is going to sound, I don't mean that, you know, because we have to think about it. How do you go about doing that?
You know, a veteran's discharge, their DD-214 is their ticket for admission there. You know, you just have to, present that.
Or your family does.
Mm-hmm. Or your family. at our location, we're pretty unique. We take pre-eligible.
Yeah, exactly.
So people will come out, or they'll send us their documents.
Can you ask for a spot?
No. You know, the grave sites are given. It's the next
kind of like that spot over there,
spot.
Close to the bathroom. So, getting a little older.
So all the graves, the actual graves have all been...
They're assigned...
Allocated.
They're assigned as the death occurs, yeah.
Okay.
It would,
but you can reserve a spot.
There are no reservations in the...
I mean, not a special spot, but, you know, if I said, hey, look, I want to be buried here...
Essentially, yes, you're correct. If you give us your discharge, in your case, retirement...
Uh-huh.
Certificate or orders, mm-hmm. Those are sufficient. You would be eligible there. We would keep that information on file until someone contacts us.
I mean, there'll always be a place there for me? That's the problem, though, right? If I live for another 50 years, which I plan on.
No. You know, the cemetery was built to be a 200-year cemetery with 76,000 grave sites. I think, you know, just from us being there the short time, it's probably not going to be a 200-year cemetery, a bit less than mm-hmm. that.
If you last another 100 years, then I'll be safe to get in there then.
Oh, yeah, you would. Sure.
Even if they have to bury you in the tree. Yeah. You know, put
you in
a box up in the tree
box
there.
Up in the tree. Thank you very much. Just hang me there. Okay, no, just put me up on a little platform there. Let the birds eat me. Thank you, honey.
Somebody brings up a question in the chat room about if a veteran is interred, is his spouse going to be able – I know you said no specific space, but if the spouse is going to want to be next to – say, let's say the veteran passes first, what about his wife?
If the spouse passes first or the veteran passes first, they are given reserved grave sites. That is the only case where we do a reservation. In many cases, it's the same grave site.
Right.
It can be one right next to it. If both husband and wife were veterans, they are entitled – to their own grave site. Some choose to have their own grave sites, mm-hmm. but for those veterans from World War II, you'd probably find most of them, you know, for long marriages, they want to be together a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do they put their names on the back?
On the backside, right? On the backside of the cross.
If they are in ground placements of caskets and urns, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the veteran would be on the front, or the spouse would be on the reverse when they're both in the grave site. Mm-hmm. If the spouse passes first, the veteran's name goes on the headstone along with, the veteran. So they're both – it identifies mm-hmm. the spouse as the wife of
– I kind of like the idea of them both being on the front.
I do,
there,
too. So, I what I do, I like the fact to being together,
okay.
Period.
The big thing, though, is next Tuesday, a week from today.
Put you on the spot there, buddy.
Veterans Day. You know, he knows his stuff. Mike knows his stuff. A week from today at 11 o'clock.
Well, we try
to people
start,
there early, though.
We try to start at 10:55. Retired Air Force Colonel Jack Kilpatrick will be flying his Czechoslovakian military jet overhead. When we were making plans for this, the Air Force still was not doing flyover. But now I guess they can do that.
Can they do that now? Great. Now, okay, so you want to be there, although no later than probably 10:30. People start gathering, or, 10:15, 10:30?
Absolutely. I would encourage people to get there early. The parking can become an issue. Each year the ceremonies have grown. They'll be over 1,000 people. We don't know exactly how many.
All right. So that's all. And we're going to talk about this a lot before next Tuesday.
Well, thank you for your service. It's always nice to
know the Marine
here. Know that
No, well, that's just the tie tack. I'm retired Air Force. So.
Well, you always wanted to be a Marine. That must be it.
I absolutely did. You're correct.
Yep. Mike, love you, man. Hey, thank you so much for what you do, and we're going to talk a lot about this, and we'll see you out there on Veterans Day at 10:55.
Okay, thanks very much.
You bet. Yeah. Take care.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Enjoy. And we're so happy that they've moved around because they do so much for our community and what is happening in November. We're going to be talking about the issue and inside of all of the good things in this community. Let's take a break now. It is Election Day. Hopefully you get out and vote today. This is KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Voters are headed to the polls today to decide all the seats in the U.S. House and who's going to control the U.S. Senate, the Republicans or Democrats. Republican Senate candidate Dan Sullivan in Alaska says GOP has an important job to do today.
We need to beat Mark Baggett, retire Harry Reid, and take back our country.
But Alaska's Democratic Senator Mark Begich told supporters he's ready for them to make some noise.
I'm waiting for the first person to yell while I'm here.
Yeah!
Yeah, bingo is the word I was looking for.
A little farther to the South Georgia voter Chelsea Thompson says she cast a ballot for the Republican there, David Perdue, for senator because he's not yet part of the Washington establishment.
It just seems like he's a little different. He comes with a business background, and I think that we have too many career politicians, and it's good that somebody that has worked and has some other experience could maybe get in there and have some action in D.C.
Also at SRNnews.com, don't forget SRN's Wally Hines reminds us that all seats in the U.S. House are also up for grabs.
While predicting the exact outcomes of all 435 House races is always a gamble, most experts expect Republicans to pick up somewhere between a half dozen and a dozen seats. Most of the predictions are based on generic polling, which gives Republicans a 2% margin.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting how not to win friends and influence voters. A candidate for state representative Massachusetts has been cited by police for striking two pedestrians with his minivan just minutes after leaving a debate yesterday. Lowell police cited independent Frank Bahu with two counts of failing to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk. Each count carries a $200 fine. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now, it's down by just about 10 points, and NASDAQ down by 5. And this is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The U.S. trade deficit rose in September as a broader global economic slowdown caused exports to fall. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit rose 7.6% to $43 billion in September. Meanwhile, orders to U.S. factories declined in September, dragged down by falling demand in the volatile aircraft category.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.6% drop in orders during September. That followed a 10% plunge the month before, also due primarily to dropping demand for aircraft. There are usually notable monthly swings in demand for aircraft. Excluding the volatile transportation sector, factory orders have been flat for the past 2 months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. J.P. Morgan Chase says the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into its foreign exchange business. The announcement by the nation's largest bank follows a similar disclosure last week by Citigroup. Banks in the U.S. and abroad facing allegations they manipulated currency rates. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen held her first one-on-one meeting with President Obama yesterday since she assumed her current post in February.
Janet Yellen briefed the president on her perspective on the economy ahead of next week's economic trip to Asia. The trip will include a gathering in Australia of the group of 20 largest economies. The Obama-Yellen meeting came as the Fed chief faces a decision on whether to raise short-term interest rates. The Fed has kept rates at record lows since 2008 in order to help foster economic growth. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
It's being described as the most secure office building in America, the new World Trade Center opening for business in New York yesterday. Condé Nast, CEO, Charles Townsend.
A wonderful day for New York City and an absolutely great day for Condé Nast.
And some employees of the publishing giant wasted no time. They began working in their new offices yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, November the 4th, Election Day. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I've already gotten into a fist fight with one of the guys from the Green Party. And then Rob jumped on and jumped in and fought back. That was early this morning. And since then, we've talked about Harvest of Hope. We've talked about the Veterans Day ceremony up at IGO, which is going to be a week from today.
Shasta Lake Parade is at 10 a.m.
Shasta Lake Parade, for our listeners, is at 10 a.m. on Saturday. But get there early. Go on up to the fire station and get a great pancake breakfast up there. All the proceeds help the people up there. And then this parade will just be spectacular. It always is at the city of Shasta Lake. This Saturday, the largest parade north of like Stockton or even further north up here in the North State. What's the weather look like today?
Well, it's currently 50 degrees outside, or 51 degrees outside, partly sunny, is the forecast, with temperatures reaching the highs of 69, mostly clear tonight with a 53 in our lows. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 77, partly cloudy tomorrow night with temperatures reaching around 51. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, I also want to remind people in Anderson Valley, VFW Post 9650, celebration and membership drive for Veterans Day. It'll be Saturday, November 8th. From noon to 9 p.m. So you can go to the parade out at City of Shasta Lake and trot on over to the Anderson Valley VFW Post 9650 right there in Anderson. And you'll get for $5 cover charge, and then and you can buy a meal. There's live music, barbecue, everything, pool tables, you name it, it's there all that Saturday. We're here with, you know what, at the beginning of the month, it's always good. You know, we've always said it's always good to deal with experts, you know, the pros from Dover. And here they are with us, the pros from Dover.
You know, what does that mean?
The pros from Dover are, it's an old term.
Are you talking about Dover, the ones that, isn't
the Dover,
that like
the
taking
Dover,
chance?
No. Pros from Dover. Dover, like in Dover, England.
Cliffs of Dover.
The Cliffs of Dover, the pros from Dover are here. Because if you ask what's happening in Northern California, if you ask what's happening in esoteric little places or large venues, anything that you need to know, and it's done so beautifully, is Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
Wow.
Welcome.
What an introduction.
Wow. To KCNR 1460.
And heartfelt. Carl doesn't just blow. A lot of people might think he might blow wind,
Dover,
but he doesn't.
Smoke.
It's smoke
of Dover.
Wind. What is this? You know, blowing what?
Well, you know, you're not full of hot air. That was a real true.
Well, the chat room just lit up on that one.
Unless, that was a true.
Unless he has a bowl of chili.
That's right.
Well, and thank you for being flexible, because you were like, sure you want us to come Election Day?
No, this is a good day to come.
And I'll tell you why, and we'll tell you why. I think we have the same sentiments, is that, you know, Election Day is very, very important in our
in our community, in our country, and the lives of, you know, what's going to be happening in the next few years. We need to pay attention. But in our community, after you vote, are things that you want to know about what's happening in the community. And you have the most beautiful magazine called Enjoy.
Thank you.
A great store, and it just is all feel good stuff, and you support the local artists, the local people making olive oils and all these other good things. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. Before we start,
I just need to throw this out here. This is kind of, it was just texted to me. Debbie and I left 15 minutes early to vote at the same place we have voted for 20 years.
That's awesome.
Waited 10 of those, only to be told we were in the wrong polling place. Deb is 15 minutes late for work. We are good, but what about working people that don't have the option to roll with the change? Don't recall reading about changes. Probably made some people skip voting today? Question mark. I know that they've closed down some of the polling places, but there should be, if that place is closed down, there ought to be a big sign that says where you can vote at.
Absolutely.
I hope that that happened, and thanks for the – so this is just for people
that's
out there.
You've got all night in the past, not this voting season, but in the past,
So we vote up at the Catholic Church, and right after the show, we're going up there. I certainly hope
– love voting.
Oh, I like to
I
go
get excited.
And, me too. And we go in and we get, you know, I like to, you know, you walk through and everything is just almost like you're, it's like you are in church, even though we vote in church. And then we go back to our booth and you close a little curtain and it's just like, I don't even know if we have a curtain, but anyway, in my mind's eye, I have a curtain.
I always think I get all really weird when you go to church and you vote because I always think of the separation of church and state whole thing. And it's like, why am I voting in a church? But it doesn't bother me. I do it. But you know what? It's like that. Those kind of weird things run in my head all the time. About that stuff.
Well, what about
go vote? Everybody go vote.
I go in and I say, and they say, and what's your name? And I said, Brent Weaver. And now they know me. And they go, I said, I don't have to show any ID. I can be anybody I want. Okay, and they say, okay, you're not Brent Weaver. And I said, Francis Sullivan.
And, he did that before. He did.
And they just look at me. And finally they go, Carl? I said, okay. That's a good thing about it. That's
I
a good
just want
and
everybody
bad thing.
To go out and vote.
Yeah,
everybody needs.
However, I do have to say, and this is my own little caveat, this has nothing to do with anything. This is James Mazzotta. Don't just go vote for the sake of voting if you don't know what the heck you're voting about.
Yes.
Don't just check something. You know, if you're going there and you only know one thing, vote for the thing that you passionately know or have educated yourself on. Don't just check boxes because you feel obligated. Like, do it right. Take the time. If you're going to vote, do it right.
Well, again, and
you're absolutely right.
We agree with that. There are, and we say that again, you may think you're voting yes on something.
Yeah.
When it's a twisted,
you're not.
Somehow it's, the wording has been twisted. When you really want no, it says yes.
And that should be wrong.
That's where it should be wrong. It should be wrong, but people have to be educated on what that measure means or proposition means.
The other thing, too, and this is the other reason we wanted really to have y'all today is this. Is tomorrow we're going to discuss what happened today. We want you all on today because we're looking forward. We're looking forward for after this day for our country to move forward, and also for our state and our county and the North State to move forward. And who's better than to have you all here talking about what's happening? So let's start out with Rhonda. So, Rhonda, what's a good one here?
Oh my goodness. Besides the fact you're looking extremely hot and you're in love.
She's blown out.
She's in love. Look at you. Like, I'm like feeling it. I'm doing it. Click, 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 click.
Do we want to take a break here first?
Everything's on the burner.
You put a hot man in somebody's life and poof.
I'm telling you. Look at her. You can just,
Look at Rhonda's as red as Linda's jacket.
She's like, it's working.
So where do y'all go out to? Okay, enough of that. Okay, this month's issue.
We are here representing the November issue.
November.
Which is the cover, I think, is beautiful. I love the tone.
Oh, it's
cool?
Fall.
Who's that? Who is that?
It's people in love. You know, this is an interesting time, really, when we talk about romance. Because you're starting to think, am I going to just – this is like – I don't know if I want to take this person through Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Do I really want to go with this person all the way through Christmas? Then I have to think about, am I going to lie to my parents? Am I going to do this double thing?
There's way too much information you're sharing here.
No,
Are you talking about me?
I was going to say, can we read between the lines, Carl?
Am I in trouble? I think that when you start to date in the fall, it shows at Christmas time whether you're going to be serious about somebody.
Yeah.
If they're going to be wrapped up by their tree.
If they're going to be like able to meet your folks. Because you do all this family stuff in the fall. And
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about that. So the cover you were asking, Carl.
We got married January 1st.
Is Will Parker. and Kristen Ayers.
Okay.
The two lovely young people on the bicycle on the cover.
Okay.
Thank you to them.
Let's take a break now since we paddled our way into this, but at least
That's
we got
right.
the cover done.
November issue.
Carl and Linda Bott. We're here with Rhonda Ball and James Massada from Enjoy the Magazine. And now is the time. You know, today is a voting day. Yes, everybody needs to go out and vote and know what you're voting about. But then tomorrow, it's time to move forward, and let's make this the very best place we can.
Are you taking Carl home for Christmas?
Hey, vote because you love somebody. How's that?
We'll be right back.
Oh, you gotta jump, child. Then you really 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 gotta jump, child. Then you will away.
Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I have the skills and experience to collaborate and work with other council members to find effective solutions. I'll make sure our city is safe and maintain our infrastructure. As a business owner and elected school trustee for the past 16 years, I know how to make tough choices and balance budgets. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends,
family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek...
where kids make their own pizzas...
to Santa Rosa...
with a meatball that's as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Shasta County supervisors tried to pass a ban on outdoor medical marijuana cultivation. This new proposed law will be on the November 4th ballot, and it's called Measure A. Measure A will force all patients to store their marijuana in a specifically designed and permitted detached accessory structure, costing the patient over $12,000 to build. Without this building, Measure A will make both the outdoor cultivation and storage of medical marijuana a misdemeanor charge for thousands of otherwise legal patients in Shasta County. Vote no on Measure A. With Measure A, the county and/or sheriff's department could inspect your property without a warrant, solely on the merit of suspicion of cultivation. Measure A is a violation of constitutional rights. Vote no on Measure A. Protect your rights and register to vote before October 20th, then show up to the polls to vote. Vote no on Measure A. This ad was paid for by the Shasta County Citizens No on Measure A Ballot Committee.
Happy November, football fans. Nate Abarea here. Prep football is hitting the home stretch, and we've got a dandy for you this Friday night as the Chico Panthers come up to Reading to take on the Shasta Wolves. Expect a barn burner at Thompson Field in this final regular season game for two of the highest scoring offenses in the entire northern section. Pre-game at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30. It's the Chico Panthers and the Shasta Wolves on the North State's radio home for local football action. KCNR, 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:18 in the morning, and I'd like to talk about what's happening at Crown Motors. Salute to the veterans. Right now, head on down to Crown Motors and 10% off all parts and services for veterans during this week through the 11th of November. And then on the 10th and the 11th of November, Linda and I will be down at Crown Motors. On the 10th will be the Marine Corps birthday. We're doing a remote from down there, talking to Marines from all ages. And then on the 11th, we'll be there on Veterans Day, talking to all veterans, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and all. And for every car sold, $100 will be donated to a, one of two local charities, veterans organizations right here, in Reading. This is Crown Motors Salute to the Veterans, and this is the time to go down and get your car, you know, get the service on it. But if you're looking at buying, this is the time to do it, to, or because they are offering this up because they respect our veterans. Crown Motors. Down at 555 Cypress. It is cool. You know what? This is something, and they're not putting this thing way out. They're just offering this to our veterans and for, and want us to be down there to interview the veterans. The Veterans Museum is going to have vehicles down there. It's going to be a good
thing. Well, they're selling cars anyway. They might as well do something. And give something back. So there you go.
So thanks a lot to Crown Motors, Steve, and all those people down there.
Okay. Our guests this morning are from Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Ball. Welcome back, and let's get into the issue.
Yeah.
Okay, but before we do, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Dear God.
3 weeks ago, my daughter had a baby boy, so I'm a grandma again.
Oh. Yes.
And
with that hair, you're not.
Were you there?
I was not there for the birth, but I was right outside the door.
Okay.
With my granddaughter.
Okay.
Who's five. So we got to go in right after he was
born. There were pictures
born,
of them listening through the door, though.
So she got to then see the right there when the baby in the room after.
Right.
So she got to, like, you know, smell it, feel it.
Yeah.
Be, that's
and
just amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She it was just
so
awesome.
Cute.
Is that just
her
like the most spiritual moment?
It is. It really is.
Her grandbabies are beautiful.
And he is just beautiful. And I'm just so proud.
And that came
I've
from you. It's a downline. It's just so beautiful.
And I can't wait to see him. He'll be here this weekend. So.
Oh.
Great.
And you're going to do a
congratulations.
Haircut?
Congratulations.
He was born with hair and teeth?
Oh, he has lots of hair.
Okay.
No teeth.
Okay, no teeth.
That would be weird, but
baby,
never know.
There's some babies that are born like that.
Some have.
Some have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Born with little teeth. They have.
Yep.
Okay, close your mouth.
Okay,
All right, let's go on. Okay, what's our first story?
Okay. Well,
I'll help you with it.
Okay, good. Well, we have a great story about 16-year-old Sam Comente, who talks about sports, and I believe that he comes on the radio.
Sam? Sam's been on the show with. He's been with Nate. Nate has him on there.
Yeah.
He's just a dynamic young guy, and Nate has kind of taken him under his wing.
Well, great. Let's hear about what your story says.
Just a really neat kid, and
he's kind of one of those super freaks that you know can look at things and has been doing it since he was eight. Just a sports nut, like gifted in this area for sure.
So he can tell it. He can like do
runs numbers and figures out and says, okay, this is who's gonna play. This is who's gonna be in the playoffs. This is who's gonna what the spreads are gonna be. And he's just about almost 100% accurate.
Pretty accurate.
You mean like
he's been correct.
Winners?
Yeah, he's been correct the last 2 years.
I've been working with him on lottery and
I was going to say Vegas,
but
baby.
He's only 16, so I can't really take him to Vegas yet. And he can't even bet on his own teams that he predicts. Because
so he's what's his last name?
Comente.
Yes.
And we have a real
great
tie to the Comente family. They're actually a wonderful, wonderful family. They have four boys. Joe, his father, actually was the vice president of sales for my father's company for eons. I've known these kids, some of them, before they were even born.
Wow.
I didn't know them, but and they moved. Joe's got an amazing history of professions, and he's very interesting, and their whole family is a lot of fun. They're very high energy and busy.
Yep.
And he's Sam.
And it's funny because the family's a big soccer family.
Yep.
And this is Sam is all about football.
I know.
Well, what a great season we're having, huh?
So they're near and dear to our heart, but that's you know the story itself. He warrants totally being publicized. And if you have an opportunity, I hope it's in there. Does it say, Rhonda, he has a website that you can go watch
him? Yeah, it does
have
his website,
samcomente.com. Samcomente.com.
How do you spell it?
Yeah. C-H-I-M-E-N-T-I.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice little Italian name.
Oh, yes. They're very Italian.
But that's a really cute story and really super nice kid. So.
Yeah.
And I believe he just started playing football. He never played before, so he's playing. Yeah,
interesting.
At Shasta, so pretty cool.
He goes to UPrep,
it's at UPrep. You're right. Yep. And he also does a lot of announcing at football games.
That's
he's gonna be. I Totally, he could have a great career in television for sports. There's no doubt. I mean, he's
maybe we need to have line him up with definitely Nate here have for him come part, on. Of, part of the sports show when Nate starts that back
and
up
have him come on our show. I'd love to meet him.
He'd be awesome at it. And that's why I said you know him, because the first thing I thought of is he would be great here.
Yeah, not he's probably been on Nate's show and they've talked about things, and Nate does the call it. He does the football. And so, they've done that. But, you know, it's nice to see put a face with – you know, the guy and the fact that he's so young. Love it. Because Nate's only 23.
Oh, wow.
He's an old soul.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, go on. So what else do we have
here? This is a little shameless promotion, but this month's issue is the first issue that we don't have. Our double-page spread that's what's in store that talks about one of our local artists in our store, because we decided this year in all of our stores to make gift-giving the easiest way possible. So in the middle of the magazine, if you go there, you will find Creighton Be Merry. We have are promoting our entire crate building gift giving system for the holidays. So we've done pre-selected gift crates that you can just call and order, and they'll be made for you, and you can swing by and pick them up when you set a date for pickup. And we've picked a lot of our best-selling products to put together and bundle. And then if you do come by the store, and you might actually see some flyers that are going out into businesses.
And I put a couple out front.
Yeah, you have custom orders, so you can actually mark a box that all the things that you want in a crate and drop it off, and then...
Well, we've done that.
I want to tell you how reasonable...
You guys do it a little bit more organically. You guys come in and build your
crate. This is really reasonable. Yeah. Do you mind if I just...
No,
okay.
Absolutely.
Like, for instance, the Grill Master. Okay, inside of that you get the gourmet barbecue sauces, original spicy cranberry or sweet, and so you get... It's a barbecue gift crate, okay? Mm-hmm. $31.
Yep.
So reasonable.
That includes crate, everything. Wrapped,
if you wanted to
go.
Take it to the next step, it's, hey, you can order like six of these. Here's a card I want you to write in there so you can type it in there, and then you can just mail it for them.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could do
mail. Well, no, we mail
it. We have one that we can mail, but the problem is mailing is so, you know, there's... The mail system has made it so it's so inconsistent, and we're not at that level.
This one.
but having the crates already made for you, that is a great idea.
Mary Lake Flower Sack Towel. Okay, women love this. Two English Lady Scone Mix, Honey, Bianchi Walnuts, and what's the small bag?
The small bag of the Bianchi. So
okay. All right. Because
they have different size bags.
And then you also have the Beer Brittle one and the local. This is brilliant. Because then people can call and order, like you said. And some people, time is crunchy, and it gets to be, you get the crate, and there's so many things to choose in your store that are so fabulous. I know we always send this to our brother and sister-in-law in Tennessee. We like them to have local Reading things.
But we like to come down and pick them out. I mean, you've got great choices there, but we know how they think.
They like the experience, and others they don't have the time. So we just say, come down, have the experience, make your own crates, or if you don't have time, trust us that we know what we're doing.
And
this to me would be great with your staff, okay? Because you usually give a coffee card or a gift card. A crate like this would be, you just line it up, and you have these different. It's fabulous
for
staff.
Lover, like for example, you get a bag of heritage roasted beans, you get some handmade beautiful biscotti, and you get a handmade artisan mug.
That's beautiful.
And one of our listeners has chatted here. It was last year, I love giving my family gifts from Enjoy the Store. They always love the selections. Last year, my daughter-in-law got one of the beautiful cutting boards from me, and she loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are great.
And on top of
it,
we are almost finished with our expansion. We just doubled the size of the store.
Can't wait to see it.
Yep.
Now, tell me something. Do you have those flower towels in?
We just placed a massive order, so they're coming.
Did you know somebody ran down to the store after last time you were here and bought the beer brittle?
Yes.
And brought it to us?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's so sweet. Thanks a lot, they're Ruth Angel.
But I love your flower towels. I love them.
The flower sack.
So I'm going to have to buy, those are how I like to clean my kitchen, do my dishes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
why don't we, let's take an early break when we come back, and let's get back into some more of the things that are happening around the North State here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We use Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and his people there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies, any make or model. Give them a call. Get ready for the winter. It's 50 degrees out there. You need to make sure your heater's working. Make sure those filters are clean. Make sure those air ducts are all actually hooked up so that the air can get into the house instead of under the house. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the people's post office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Are you tired of the rising city crime rate due to our ever-increasing transient at AB 109 population? A yes vote on Measure F would send a clear and simple message to criminals. You will serve your time. Shasta County has had its AB 109 budget cut and a limit placed on the number of felons that can be returned to prison. If the limit of criminals returned to prison is exceeded, further budget cuts will occur, allowing more felons to roam our streets to commit more crimes. Monies generated by Measure F will be used for support personnel and to send criminals convicted in Shasta County to other counties, freeing up our jail to keep convicted criminals in and not being released to commit further crimes. 75% of the budget would be used to purchase 37,000 days of incarceration in other counties. Measure F will provide an ongoing revenue stream to get the AB 109ers and transients under control. Vote yes on Measure F, and let's get them out of town. Paid for by the Committee for Yes on Measure F.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Election Day!
Hey, I want to talk about something big coming up here on Thursday night. Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone line's here, 605-4567. It's 8:33 in the morning. Thursday night out at Wind River is going to be Romance on the River with Linda Bott and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. You know, I can talk about this. Special menu place is set up at Elements Lounge at Wind River. It's going to be a great time. We had a great time last month. This month is a lot of people coming to this. You need to give a call if you'd like to join us at 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge and make reservations for that night. Romance on the River with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Music, dancing, dining,
we're
going to
have Rick
drinking.
Hill. Rick Hill again will be a special guest. I'm so glad Coach Bob had to leave to go to Sacramento for something, so he was slated. But Rick Hill is just fantastic, and he played last time. So we've got Pat Karch, on keyboards. We've got Bruce Keelan on stand-up bass, and we have Bobby Veramente's on drums, and it's just a blast. It really is. It's really a beautiful night. I think they were kind of surprised. But remember, at 6 o'clock here on the spot with Linda Bott, Enjoy will be here. Rhonda and James and their special guests will be here at 6. Head on down to Wind River from 7 to 9, and it's Romance on the River, and it's spectacular. You know what my big concern is, though, even though I'm going to add some new songs, is can I keep my false eyelashes on?
Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy, the magazine and store. Okay, you've got something on our list.
We have a story about four North State friends, and they're all women who served in the Women's Army Corps during World War II. So it's about these four women that are North State. They live in the North State, and the story just talks about their part in the Women's Army Corps. And actually, one of the women that's talked about, the stories, it talks about Betty Bloom, Marge Crichton, Lillian Hughes, and Lori Boyd. Marge Crichton passed away shortly after the interview took place. But it's just a really neat story.
But you were able to honor her before she passed.
Yeah. And, you know,
there's still friends.
I was going to say, that shows you like where how far away we are from that. And they're, you know, their numbers are
dwindling, thousands a day. Right. And we have at the Veterans Cemetery for the Veterans for Veterans Day is 93-year-old survivor was on the USS Arizona that day it was bombed.
Oh, my goodness.
Standing watch, watching it. I said, can you imagine what that young man thought?
Oh, my goodness.
When here comes these planes over dropping bombs like that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be here, and he'll be the speaker out at IGO. And we're going to see if we – 93, I don't know if we can get him on the show or not. We're going to try hard.
The pictures
but that
are
is
awesome.
So great. It is.
Shows you know the pictures of them when they were serving and then now.
Let me say something about Enjoy, the magazine, and you too, is that you honor veterans. You really honor veterans. I mean, you have stories about veterans. You know, you talk about the veterans themselves, things that are going on, and you honor them. And I can't tell you how much that's appreciated by the veterans in our community and the people that family that have served.
Well, we really believe in, you know, in honoring them because
without them,
without
no
them,
magazine.
Exactly. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything we do is because we can.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
And we're grateful that we can honor them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about. I just got something in from the chat room that says the best bakery scones on page 81 of this issue.
Oh, that's what I'm holding right here.
And you were holding it in your hand right there. And I
was
thought,
like, are
well,
we talking about that?
Yeah.
And I just realized, yeah, that's article that we have on. It's called the title of the page is Kate the Great. And it's Chef Kate Chadwick, who is the chef at the Dogwood Diner up in Dunsmuir. Because I wanted to talk about this. We went there for Mother's Day. So we booked and my wife and our three boys and my mother-in-law, Yvonne's mom and her husband and Yvonne's sister and her husband and their kids. And we took a bunch of my kids' friends and we all went there as a gigantic family this last Mother's Day up to Dogwood Diner for Mother's Day brunch. And it was brilliant. And she was there. They call her Kate the Great. And that's partly because – or Kate. And she actually has traveled all over the world and brings a little piece of all those places she's visited back here to California and puts it into her cooking. And she had a restaurant in Eureka that was called Hurricane Kate. And so that's why they all call her that. But, yeah, it is well worth the trip.
Delicious,
great food.
Fresh. Yeah. Really fresh.
She tries to use all locally grown.
And she's up where? In
Dunsmuir.
In Dunsmuir. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the
cool.
store that they're attached to is brilliant. I mean, it's just got really great, fun stuff in it. And what's so neat about it, and one of the things that I love is there's a creek that runs underneath the building, and they have a section of the floor that's open up that you can
Ooh.
Actually walk over
yeah.
and see the creek running
yeah.
underneath the building.
Can you fish from there?
I would imagine it's anything is possible.
Yeah.
But you can hear the water literally rushing.
Yeah, I liked it.
So her really expertise is, besides everything, besides, you know, brilliant food, is are scones.
Well, they have incredible baked goods. And even the pictures in the article are amazing because it shows you, like, here, I'll turn it so you guys can see.
I love this, is that people are already reading the issue and telling us what they like in the issue before we even get to it.
You know, well, this
that's
is
and that's why I looked at it, but you already had it ready to talk about, which I thought
and
was
I
very.
And I love the chat room when they do that because it
is
does
somebody
help
in here looking
guides
at
us, you know, through
thanks,
this little
thanks,
morning journey.
Boy.
So, yeah, I would encourage anybody. Dunsmuir has become a really great.
It's a very interesting town. You know, when you get into Dunsmuir, first you think it's limited, but the more you
get
in there,
adorable.
We have seen some homes there, you know, from people we know that are just like, wow. Yeah.
Okay, so I had a vet. Okay, I got to tell you a quick story about Dunsmuir. Had a vet in Sacramento because I lived in Sacramento for – I grew up there, but then I moved back there. And his name was Dr. Costner. Well, he's Kevin Costner's cousin.
Oh, wow.
And so he looked kind of like him, and he was really into fly fishing. Mm. Traveled all over the world to fly fishing. He was just the best vet. And so one day he says, yeah, I'm moving to Dunsmuir. I had no – what? So, oddly enough, you know, I've kind of lost contact with him. But he moved, and so did some of the gals in the office. They moved because of Dunsmuir family connections, moved up to Dunsmuir. So every time I drive up there, because it is supposed to be like one of the fishing capitals, fishing capitals of the world, is Dunsmuir.
Yeah.
So there you go. Somebody who moved because of Dunsmuir and fly fishing.
And that story that you're sharing is not too different from many, many stories that we hear about Dunsmuir. Especially when we're looking at doing articles from that part of the world, it is amazing.
Lots of transplants are
and
there.
You would be blown away with the people that have moved there and or have second homes there that are quite influential people throughout the world. I mean, they're there, and because of the fishing, and the community is really starting to thrive.
We've noticed that, and just in the 7 years we've been here, just going up, because we'll stop on the way up there because there's this little burger shack. There's this little burger shack. You know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You pull
it.
That's all veteran.
I'm not sure. The
is
Alpine?
It Burger Barn?
Burger Barn
with all the veteran stuff and the flags. Yeah. And we're like,
and
well,
we stop in there. But then we've stopped by and seen other people that we knew that live there and their homes. And it's like right on the river there. I mean, it's just fantastic. So Dunsmuir, you know, something to take a look at, you know.
Yeah.
Now, on my bucket list this year, finally, I'm going to start fly fishing.
You see, that's on my bucket list, too.
And
I really want to learn.
It's the Shasta fly fishing group that meets. I think it's the first Wednesday, the second Wednesday of each month. I'm heading down there this time because I'm going to start fly fishing.
I've taken classes.
Have you taken classes?
Uh-huh.
I've actually have a.
But I've never been in the water.
Well, no. Yeah, I can get out there on the street and go, look at me.
At the Civic Lawn, I'm amazing.
Yep. That anyway, okay.
Well, speaking of fly fishing.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ta-dun-tun.
Imagine that.
We do have a story.
I saw that in there.
About Healing Waters, and this is an organization for veterans. And
they've been on several times.
Have they? Yeah. So,
well, let's talk about it.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity for veterans to get out and learn to fly fish, and it's just really therapeutic for them. And and I'm not really sure how long they've been doing this, but
they started, I think, last year
when they
were having some things. It's fairly new, and what they do is they get a veteran post traumatic stress or trauma and get them out there into fly fishing, because frankly, fly fishing can really appeal to veterans and military in the sense that there's a routine that you can do. And it's also there's a lot of little things that, that go along with fly fishing, and then it's the movement of dropping and the satisfaction of dropping a fly where you want it to go.
Right.
And I mean there's so many things in there that is just satisfying to the soul. And then you're also out on the river.
Yep.
Peaceful. And you're with other veterans.
With other veterans who are just out there, and it's a way of building camaraderie and regaining that sense of brotherhood with people that are out there doing this.
Well, and the thing is there must be some truth in that, obviously, because you're saying that they're fairly new. Because also, you know, when we first started the magazine, one of the things that we really got to do and we're really honored to do were to work very closely with Rolling Hills Casino and Kate Grissom, who is our store owner in Red Bluff. But we worked very hard with Kate and partnered with her on Casting for Recovery, which was a is an organization right. that we did, and that's for women that are survivors of cancer, and it's all about getting them out into nature and learning to fly mm-hmm. fish. And so at the casino, we would have these big events. They would bring in world-renowned fly fishers. They would actually teach them in a man-made pond there on property, and then we'd set up boutiques for them to shop. But the whole point is this – my point is obviously this works. I mean, being out there in the water with like-minded people and survivors and or veterans and yeah. the whole process of being in nature and doing something like that must bring, you know, great peace and centeredness to them. And so Casting for Recovery has been going on for years and years and years. And so my point is that obviously this is working and works. And so
it's another form of
anybody that may have some form of stress yeah. or, mm-hmm. you know, I think that fly fishing can bring, you know, a sense of a peace to the mind and tranquility. So you really need this.
Well, yeah, he does need it. And I know. I mean, I want him to do that and fulfill his bucket list, because I think once we
start – the bucket list is hunting Cape Buffalo in Africa, too.
We start to look at – I'm not sure about you, because, you know, I know how busy you are with opening stores and what it is to keep moving out, branching out, is that you stop and think, okay – what am I doing with the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. Am I doing what really pleases me? Am I healthy? Let me check in. Mm-hmm. Am I spread too thin? Am I giving away so much that I'm depleted within myself? And nature really has a way of replenishing that. Mm-hmm. Feeling like you've been steamrolled by life.
Yeah. Yep.
So I can understand that. But I just wonder, like, if you ask yourself that, what am I doing with the rest of my life? Really, if it starts now, what am I doing? Do you ask yourself that?
I ask myself that all the time. And I think, is this where I'm, you know, is what's next to my life? I think everybody does. And
yeah.
when you go out and you do something you enjoy that and lets you take a step back from the battles you're in every day. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, you know, and work and growing and building is a battle. I mean, yeah. you can talk about it different ways. Let you take a step back and think about, okay, now where do I want to go next? Is this something I can continue this? Or is there another step I want to take with this and beyond?
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is just taking a step back, period.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, getting that inner peace.
Yeah.
And so this is ways of doing it.
I would
it.
Say that I'm not speaking for myself, but Rhonda probably can concur. You know, this is our work. This is our yeah. job. But if thankfully for me, there are challenges that we face all the time, and we are spread thin, and we work very hard. But I don't think I could work as hard as I do for another – I couldn't say that if it were somebody else. But this is such enjoyable – this is our work.
Right.
And we love it.
And we love it.
And
so,
we love going to work
so,
every day.
So there
yeah.
you go.
So
I mean,
it does help yes. us to do – get through those hard times.
How wonderful to create something in your life where you love what you do. So work is love. Love is work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just want to say that is that your team, and when you love the people that you work with, man, that you can't get better than that.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, great haircuts, great prices, and, of course, discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I go, where Bad Bob goes, where many, many people I know go to. Gary Hayward. Oh, out there, Wind River Resort and Casino goes there. It's a great place to get your hair cut. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway in off Athens Avenue, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Yes on Measure A, ban outdoor pot grows. Had enough of nauseous smells, crime, intimidation, water thefts, and environmental damage? Stop outdoor marijuana cultivation. Join us and vote yes on Measure A. Ban outdoor pot grows for a safe and healthy community. Vote yes on Measure A. For more information or if you would like to help, call 225-8836. Paid for by Citizens for Yes on Measure A.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing.
But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Good morning. Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back, Linda.
Well, I didn't know if you were paying attention because you were in. You're so good. You're smooth.
Am I?
Smooth talker.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were talking and you were in this passionate debate. And then all of a sudden, you know, in comes Steve. Steven, a singer.
Steven. Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about this before. I went to school with his daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude.
Hey, yeah. This
he came to my garage sale in L.A. That was cool. He drove up in a white Corvette. You would have never known. Just came out and started looking at my goods.
Mm.
Wow. What about the stuff you were selling?
Did he handle all of them?
The show's going downhill quick. All right. I'd like to bring it back up to a higher level of let's talk about guns. All right. Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his group of instructors is on November 22nd and 23rd conducting a concealed carry class where all the proceeds, every dollar, it will go to support the Liberty on the Border exhibit down at Turtle Bay. It's got nothing to do with politics or anything. Liberty on the Border is a Civil War exhibition that KCNR we have said we will sponsor this or be part of the sponsors for this, along with Senator Johannesson and several others groups. But it's a great exhibition on the Civil War, what led up to the Civil War, the war itself, and the aftermath. And Ted Leidy is taking this class, and every dollar that is made in this class will be donated to that. Give him a call at 999-1822. A lot of people in this class already, and we're going to have a good time with it. You're going to get your concealed carry permit, and firearms and ammunition are available for this course if you don't have one. Again, 999-1822, or check out readingccw.com. We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball, of course. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the stores. And I can say the stores because you all are multi-stored now.
We have three open right now.
Oh, where's the third one?
We just opened our one in Visalia, California.
That's right.
A new magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
I was just there a couple weekends ago. I went there for a harvest festival and handed out magazines and it was just so awesome because people really love the magazine.
Do you have a copy of that down at the store?
We do.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can come down and take a look at that.
And now when
too.
You pick up magazines, you can pick up our other magazines so that in case you decide to leave leave the Northern California area, you have you can look at things to do while you're traveling on other areas.
That is just so cool.
In 10 years, can Linda and I, can I just like drive your car or and then Linda can maybe sing at your events and things like this? I mean, when you are the, awesome. When you two, I mean, will you still say hello to us little people? They didn't say yes, Linda. Wait a minute. They didn't say yes.
Yes, I would.
Okay, sidebar. What would you say besides the brittle? The peanut brittle. Mm-hmm. What's the most popular item in your store?
Well, you know, there are quite a few of them. But as of late, we have really it seems to be food related, obviously, because, you know, that people love food. But we have a new caramel corn called Shasta Gold, which is a family that makes it. It's a sister and a brother, and it's, of course, supervised by the parents. And they are helping them to learn how to run a business through this program, and they actually have their cottage food license, and so they've gone through that whole process. But we sell it to death. I mean,
wow.
We haven't carried it for very long, and it's just been like crazy, and people love it. What's nice is they provide us samples, so you can come in and sample it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that we sell tons and tons and tons of Lucero balsamic.
Oh, yeah.
Which everybody goes crazy for.
That's really good stuff.
We sell the heck out of our pistachios.
Okay.
Which we carry about 6 or 8 different flavors. Chocolate, we sell tons, just, you know, hundreds of pounds of chocolate from turtles, truffles, espresso toffee bars, haystacks. I mean, so it's just...
You've got it all. But you've got it all there. I mean, anything from jewelry to wine stoppers.
Kind of curious, like, what was the... Yeah. Like, now, like, what's the rage? So that's cool. Like, you always wonder, like, there's the one thing that people... I know I come in to get the lavender spray.
We sell... There's a woman that does jewelry that does these... They call 3-way necklaces. They're really long.
They're just
super elegant and simple, but... We sell them all day long. They're
you have a beautiful versatile. One in there that...
You know, the...
the one that big, heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Ursula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ursula.
Hello.
Hello. And then you sell a lot of Ryan stuff, too.
Ryan Schupert, which is metal art. Yeah.
Oh!
Those are some of the bigger pieces, but Ryan has become quite an artist, and his product is being... Mm-hmm. Sold and distributed now all throughout the country.
What's that glassware? I'm sorry about that, but what's the glassware that you carry? That's
Fire and Light.
Fire and Light. That somebody had some of that somewhere. And we have 5 minutes left, but I wanted to find you are the place in Northern California that carries that.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What I was going to say is somebody called in and was asking about Measure A. About the growth of marijuana anywhere you want, or you can oppose that. But at the same time, we were just getting ready to talk about the next event coming up. And this was kind of humorous because
the commercial break. Yeah.
It was like, Bob was talking about Measure A, about the growth of marijuana, and you're getting ready to talk about.
We were going to encourage people that, you know, Ziggy Marley is coming to play at the Cascade Theater.
Yaman.
You know what? You can just walk in there and get a contact high. You know?
Yeah. Not to be stereotypical or anything, because, you know, I don't know, but it was kind of one of those things where I thought, oh, this is kind of funny. In my own head. But I am a huge fan of reggae music. I think it's, I don't know. It's one
they have two reggae performers on The Voice.
Yeah.
Which was
it kind of speaks to my soul. Mm-hmm. I like
that explains the dreadnoughts. Dreadlocks.
So
he'll be at the Cascade on the 7th.
On the 7th, which I think is really cool. He's really great. And I have actually seen Ziggy at the Roxy Theater down in L.A. And it's a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mm. Again, the Enjoy the Magazine has got everything in it. You cover all aspects of the Northern California. What's the next?
Enjoy.
Vote for Enjoy.
Hey, you have like a really cool turkey as far as a
turkey
Frank
vulture.
Cratafil. I mean, I think for the last 4 years, Frank Cratafil has provided a photo for our Enjoy the View, a turkey photo for our Enjoy the View.
And for the Thanksgiving
Frank
period.
Is an amazing photographer and chiropractor. And I love that he is always so willing to give us photos for this Enjoy the View.
So
and they're always beautiful.
So where do you think he saw that turkey at?
In Palisadro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one is, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd tell you exactly where he shoots everything.
Beautiful.
You know what? Wild turkeys are so plentiful up here.
Mm. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, I mean, you sit there in people's yards, you know.
Yeah, just, you know,
they're looking inside
here,
the windows. They're looking in because they're, you know, a little curious.
It used to be, I mean, I grew up here, and I guess they've always been here. I just never know. But nowadays, I mean, driving my kids out to Palisadro, they're like literally herds of them.
Yeah. Mm. I've had them on my street, and I've lived in a mm-hmm. subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Well, we have a few minutes left.
That's also on my bucket list.
You're going to be here Thursday.
Spring turkey.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be here this Thursday night, just a couple days away. And then you're going to interview
a couple of guests lined up. We have I can't remember their name, but from the North State Symphony, we have somebody coming to talk. We have Suzanne Birch and Jake Mangus coming to talk about the superhero run.
Yeah. Cool.
And
you have great guests on Thursday night. So do you have any closing thoughts here for our morning show?
I want people also to know that you can come in the store and get the new Cold Sweat CD. So in our magazine on page 73, we have an article on Cold Sweat, which has got many band members that are very close friends to all of us that enjoy. Actually, one of them's husband or wife works them. Two of them. Two
Bonet.
Of their wives. Kim Bonet and
That's right.
Kim Acuna. And it's a great CD.
Cool.
So we're playing it now.
Okay, I want to remind everybody tonight from 7 to 9, we're going to be on the road, or I'll be on the road talking, going from party to party, or either it's a happy party or not a happy party, for all of the candidates that are running. Brian Daly's place, propositions, all the candidates for city council. We'll be going from spot to spot, calling in, breaking in, and for the interviews to see how they feel and what they and what's happened tonight.
That'll
tomorrow, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka will be our guest, along with some other people, to discuss what happened in the elections and the impact we have right up here in the city, the county, and the nation.
So, I got to go vote.
We're going to go vote right now. So go out and vote today, my friends. Get out there and vote, because if you don't vote,
you can't bitch.
You can't
wear your sticker with pride.
That's right. And you know
don't
what?
Have
and
a voice. If you
there's
don't
a
vote.
Lot of men and women out on the wall right now protecting your right to vote. So let's not insult them.
Let's go
out and vote. And you're right. If you only know one part, if you're only sure about one aspect of your voting, vote for that.
And then
pass on the others.
Yeah.
Let the rest of us who have studied it make the decisions for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I won't
back down. Hey, Linda, you ready to go out and vote, honey?
Yeah, right now.
All right. Hop in the truck, honey. We're going to go out and vote.
Load up, girl.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and the good guys are those that go out and vote today. And we'll be right back here tomorrow. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Voters are going to the polls on this election day, although some of them reluctantly so. Kentucky voter Keisha Matlock says even though she cast her ballot, she's disappointed with all the politicians and their
constant griping back and forth about who's right and who's going to do this and who's going to do that in office. Sometimes they say these things and they never do it when they get in there.
Republicans are hoping to take control of the Senate. As for the lower house of Congress,
while most of the focus has been on a possible GOP takeover of the Senate, Republicans are expected to pick up between a half dozen and a dozen House seats. While nationwide polling of House races is virtually non-existent, generic polling of voters gives Republicans a 2% margin over Democrats, and that translates to the added seats.
SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Also today, voters in Alaska, Washington, D.C., and